Let us pray. Loving God, in the birth of Jesus, you've given yourself to us. May your love be born in our hearts and your light shine in our eyes. By your image in us and your grace in us and your presence in us, may others experience your presence and trust your love. A reading from Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of Yahweh to Zion. Break forth together into singing, your ruins, you ruins of Jerusalem, for Yahweh has comforted us. God has redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh has acted strongly among the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The word of life.
Listen for the living word of God, as you hear the good news from John's Gospel in the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was in God's presence from the very beginning. Everything came into being through the Word. Nothing has come into being apart from the Word. And what came into being through the Word was life, and the life is the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, as a witness to testify to the light so that all would come to trust in that light through him. He wasn't the light, he came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens everyone came into the world in a person. He came into the world and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not know that. He came home to his own people, and they didn't accept him. But those who did receive him and trust in who he was received power to become children of God, born not of human desire, not human blood or human will, but born from God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have all seen this glory and the delight as of an only child. And we have all received from his grace, grace upon grace. No one has ever seen God, but the only begotten who is close to God's heart has made God known. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's an unusual passage in the Gospels. Gospel writer isn't telling a story about Jesus, but sort of steps back and theologizes about Jesus. And yet even that theology can't help itself. It turns into a story. In the beginning, there's God, but God is love. And love is the organizing energy of God. In Greek, the logos, the logic of God, only it's not an idea. It's love. And because love is relational, it takes on its own life. So it's sort of as if there is love and there's God's love and God, and they're two different persons. That's why it's so confusing when John says the Word was with God and the Word was God. And the Word is God's love, and that is embodied in the world. And Jesus embodies God's love. We all do. There's this radical thing that John says toward the beginning of that. All things came into being through the Word. Nothing has ever come into being apart from the Word. We all come from the same place. We all come from the same love. We are all one. There's only one thing, and we're all part of it. We're all part of God. We don't seem to get that, John says. Jesus came to his own people and they didn't see that. They didn't see that what he was embodying is the love that we all come from. When it talks about love in that way, and when Jesus spends his ministry teaching us to love one another, it doesn't mean this big stretch that somehow you have to work hard to like somebody that you don't like very much. All it means is coming home to the oneness that you already have. Letting another person be a part of the same one that you're a part of. It's simple, but it's radical. That's why Jesus got into so much trouble. Because he reached out to people that people wanted to cast out and said, no, they're a part of us. They belong. Because Jesus saw that we're all part of one love. We all come from one heart. So Christmas isn't just about this sentimental time when we remember once upon a time long ago when Jesus was born. We wonder at this miracle that Jesus has come to show us a new way to think about ourselves. That we are born from God. That we are all part of God's oneness. And Jesus continues to bring us back to that simple awareness that we all belong to each other. Today's the first day of Christmas. You've got 12 days to ponder this mystery, to wonder, and to be aware of this gift that we've been given. Not only the love and the unity that makes us all one, but also the gift of Jesus, who helps us see it. We can see by the light that Jesus shines on our lives, so that we too shine with that same light, the light of God that calls us all into being. And we can wonder at this promise. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot swallow it up. Will you pray with me? God, we give thanks for the gift of Jesus, who opens the eyes of our hearts to the light of your love. Let that light pour into us and fill us so that we radiate with your love, so that we shine with your light all our lives. God of grace, we thank you for your love, and we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.